An artist's inspiration can manifest itself in many forms. And when you're a Southern punk duo from Houma, Louisiana, you may not be moved in the most traditional of ways. Just the mention of Houma struck a chord here, since we've visited the town on the bayou several times in recent months. So when the pair who make up Dead Boy and the Elephant Men came to the Washington area, NPR's Jesse Baker went to meet them and hear their music.
For 28-year-old musician Dax Riggs, inspiration roots itself in his greatest fear. And it sounds like this.
A spirit climbs my spine to the brain, following the railroad tracks down again. I needed space with soul. Maybe we can die there. Maybe we can stop.
Like a swampy funeral march mixed with a hillbilly backbone beat and sex appeal. Riggs, along with bandmate Tessie Bernay, have crafted an entire album out of his fear of dying. Even the name of the band, Dead Boy and the Elephant Men, was born out of fear. As a child, Riggs stayed up late one night to watch David Lynch's film, The Elephant Man, on TV, and has been haunted ever since.
As a child, I was greatly, like, affected by the idea of a person being born in the form of the Elephant Man.
Behind Lynch's monstrous facade, the Elephant Man was a sensitive, intelligent guy. Riggs isn't saying he's the Elephant Man, but maybe relates to the idea of not fitting in. After his parents' divorce, he moved from Evansville, Indiana, to Houma, to live with his father during the oil boom in the early 1980s. Riggs did his best to adjust, but after failing the seventh grade, he dropped out of Oaklawn Terrebonne Parish High School, and has since found his education through other means.
Yeah, I have a comic book education. It's true. I would read at school, but not what they wanted me to read, and then eventually I met up with some people who wanted to play some music, and we ran off, and basically I've never had thought in my head, like, that I should go learn something.
With the engine running on a cold February night, drummer Tessie Bernay closes the door. Their minivan, littered with food wrappers and pile of clothes whose cleanliness factors in question, offers evidence of their long road trip. The 23-year-old, soft-spoken, doe-eyed Brunei moved to Houma as a child. She was adopted as a 3-year-old by a family there, and now finds the quaint little fishing town to be suffocating.
Your typical, like, strip mall, like, the place to be on a Friday night is Olive Garden, and an hour and a half wait to have dinner, and, like, that's the thing to do.
Brunei's left a couple of times. She tried New York and L.A., but yet strangely keeps finding herself back in Houma. With the same inner conflict as Riggs, afraid to leave, but equally afraid to be stuck in Houma. Brunei met Riggs about a year ago, when she was home for what she thought would only be a couple of weeks. A year later, they put out their first album, We Are Night Sky.
I am the night.
And are slowly making their way across the country on their first tour. Because, Brunei says, the music scene in Houma leaves a lot to the imagination.
There's no music scene there. It's just, there's no places to play. There's almost kind of no room for it. I mean, there's a couple of bars there, and they do, like, they love cover bands. That's, like, their thing. And it's just, they want to sing songs that they know and that they hear on the radio.
And for right now, you can hear this on the radio.
Pale child that was left behind haunts me endlessly. I can smell the judges burning, I can hear the fire's melody. And you're moving for me, baby, so gracelessly.
Riggs is learning to play his music in the face of fear, and he's okay with that, for now.
As long as I can go home, As long as there's some date where I'm like, then I'll go home on that day.
It's raining skulls.
Jesse Baker, NPR News.